smiles on their faces. The new Jerusalem, the new heaven, the new earth. And it's for us. Who saw it first? Now, the Apostle John, we don't know a tremendous amount about him, but we do know he was one of the first disciples to be chosen by Jesus. And we do know he was the last one to die, because he didn't die till about 100 AD, at the age of about 90, I think he was about 96, 94, 96. He was only a fisherman, but God showed him so much through Jesus. He was a disciple that Jesus loved. He was a disciple that Jesus gave his mother to take care of when he was crucified. He was a disciple who was with Peter and the other then apostles in Jerusalem as they ministered to the people at the beginning of the Christian ministry. He was the apostle who went to Ephesus. He must have met up with Paul a few times. He spent a long time in Ephesus, and he must have upset the authorities a bit, even at a very old age, because they banished him to Paphos, which is a tiny island in the Aegean Sea. And at the age of about 93, he went up a hill. Must have been quite a fit man for old. He went up a hill in Paphos, and all of a sudden the heavens opened. And what a vision he had. The angels came to him and showed him the new heaven and new earth. Before that, they showed him all the things that were going to happen, the battles between good and evil, and the wonder of victory of our Saviour. And he looked up, and a new heaven and a new earth appeared. There was no seas. It was a new city. Must have been massive. Because there's a place in that city for each and every one of those that have turned to Christ and who are going to turn to Christ in the future. There's a place in that city. That city, God is were there. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God." But what's so special? He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. All things will be new, including us. He was seated on the throne. He said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." Now, I don't know if John had a scribe with him, but the age of 93 is quite difficult writing, isn't it? And he wrote a lot down, didn't he, for us? So God really gave him a special gift. Remember, he was a fisherman with no education. What do we do because of this? The praise. Can you imagine this new kingdom with lots of happy, looks miserable, happy Christians all in it? What are they doing? They're lifting up their arms and they are praising God. Why? Because they've got a new life. No death, a new life, a new happiness, a new joy, a beautiful place to live in. Isn't that something to look forward to? As we get into our twilight years, as a few of us are now, just a few of us, we've got something really to look forward to. We shouldn't be frightened. We shall get infirm as age takes over over to us. We've got something really special to look forward to. the New Jerusalem, which is going to descend from heaven. And we're going to become a part of it. Poor John, at his age, angel picked him up, took him up to a high mountain. Can you just imagine that? Being born up and looking down. Because the New Jerusalem has now descended, and John is taken up above it. The new city shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a precious jewel, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had great big walls around it, and 12 gates. But those gates weren't just for the people of Israel, the tribes of Israel. Those gates were for us to go through too, each one of us. And those who are waiting for the new life. Now this sermon was actually prepared before Mike's sermon last week, so I do apologise if some of it's going to be a little bit repeated. But I'm sure the Lord has spoken to the two of us. Because Mike spoke last week about the exit door. Over there. It's a small door. And at times it's quite difficult to get through. Because it closes on you, doesn't it? But for those that are faithful, the exit door is easy to get through. But there's also another door, isn't there? The easy door to go through. Who goes through that door? We could. We've got a choice. Two doors. The door that Jesus has opened for us, or the door of this earth. What does God say? It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. This is Jesus speaking. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of life, of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this. I will be their God and they will be my children. Well, Mike made it very clear last week how we can be God's children and how we can be so sure we can go through that door. It's believing and trusting in Jesus. Of asking forgiveness of all the things we've done. Of trying to put our lives right. And remembering, this is very important, but we're still getting things wrong. And to ask forgiveness as we go. But those who don't believe, those who want to live the life of this earth, the idols. Now, are there some of the idols on this earth are quite new, aren't they? I believe one of the idols of this earth is mobile phones. They are very useful when used properly, but they are now addictive, and people can't put them down. My own daughter, we went out one day with, and she's in the car, and we got about 2 miles away from home, from her home, and she got into a panic. I've left my phone at home. What am I going to do? I can't be without my phone. I've got to go home. And she shot home again, pick her phone up, come out. She could not be without it, and people can't put the phone down. Things like that are addictive, and they're taking us away from the love of God. As instead of looking ahead or reading our Bibles or just living Christian lives, we are addicted to the things of this earth. And there's many things that can take us away from God. But the terrible thing is, if we're taken away from God, there's a horrible outlook for it. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. Idolaters. Those who worship things of this earth. Let's be careful. Now John, when he wrote the Gospel of John, I believe he got straight to the point, didn't he? Bang. Whenever he described something, it was straight at the words of Jesus. The most important word in the Bible, John 3:16. Where is it? He just gives us the new life there, doesn't he? The difficult door is one we prepare when we're prepared to live the sufferings of this life and also to recognize that Jesus loves us. To recognize we're going wrong all the time and asking our Lord for forgiveness, and we're promised a new home. Now, what are we going to change? And are people going to change? And are they going to worship our God? In 1 Samuel 7, verses 3 to 4, then all the people of Israel turned back to the Lord. So Samuel said to the Israelites, if you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts, then rid yourselves of the foreign gods and the Asherahs, and commit yourselves to the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. So the Israelites put away their Baals and Asherahs, and served the Lord only. The people of God are getting it wrong, like we are today, and this earth is today. They looked and said, we're getting it wrong, and wanted to put it right. So they threw away their idols, because they were turning them away from God. In Joel 2, verse 13, rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. These are from the Old Testament. God's salvation was offered by turning away from sin. We've seen several times in Matthew 21, verse 9, where the crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven! People were lifting up their arms and praising God. The week later they crucified Jesus. Mike shared that with us last week, didn't he? Our lives change so quickly. When difficulties come, I know, because I've been guilty, we tend to look elsewhere rather than to our Father in heaven through prayer. So what are we doing? We're turning away from our Saviour. Instead of being at the foot of the cross, are we guilty of putting Jesus on the cross? There are instances when the Jews recognised that things were wrong and turned back to God. But before they did that, they went completely and utterly wrong several times. They were taken to Babylon and wherever, weren't they? And it was only after they said sorry in a big way, God allowed them to return to the promised land. Now we've got the opportunity of going to the promised land, a new promised land, a real promised land, by recognizing who, what, and where we are in our lives. There's tremendous praise in heaven. We can be part of it, even today. We can have smiles on our faces. I used to wear a badge, I've shared this several times, a big one. Smile, great big smile. Jesus loves you. We haven't got to be sad, because there's something really, real happiness to look forward to. when we've lost somebody who belongs to Jesus, rejoice because they're with him. Many years ago, I had a difficult time when my first wife died, but 3 days before she died, she gave her life to Jesus in a big way. And I was there when she stood up and went forward and gave her life to Jesus. So I know she went to heaven. So even though life was difficult, and I had four little children, I could rejoice because she was happiness. She was really happy. So my life changed in a big way. And God has really blessed me since. And I thank him for that. There's a song which actually I was looking at, which actually I'm sure God was speaking to me. Put it up, please, Mike. Praise is Rising. It's quite a modern song, and it's quite a heavy song. But the words are absolutely brilliant. Let's look at it. This is us in heaven, or us today. Praise is rising, eyes are turning to you, we turn to you, hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you, we long for you, because when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, the praise, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way amongst us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hear the sound of hearts returning to you. We turn to you. In your kingdom, broken lives are made new. You make all things new. When we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Are we praising God? Are things difficult today? I know they are. Can we lift our hands and praise God? Hosanna. Let him have his way among us. Let him come into our hearts. Let him change us. Let him comfort us. Let us fill us with his glory, with his Holy Spirit, so we can cope with the life that we have. Life on this earth is not easy. There are many temptations which take us away. But by believing and trusting in Jesus, we allow him to carry them. We can lean on him. Let's pray. Lord and Father, thank you for your Apostle John, who wrote down so many wonderful things for us. Thank you, Lord, for the vision of the new heaven and the new earth, the new Jerusalem, the beautiful city that we can look forward to at the end of our lives, as you have a special place for us. Please, Lord, if we don't know you, speak into our hearts that we can change our lives right now as we sit in front of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're going to sing the song. You can bring the little one in, but it's going to have a time of praise. Lots of noise. Now this song is quite noisy. I will warn you. But can you imagine being in heaven and the praise coming up?
Praise is right. When we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away.
Jesus here today, and I believe he is here, and allow him to take our fears away. Shall we say the Lord's Prayer together? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass.